For the second time in as many months, Alaska's largest communications company suffered statewide outages due to alleged criminal activity. This time, however, a man is behind bars for causing damage to GCI equipment at the Denali Tower building in Midtown Anchorage. Brody Iguarez-Lee faces felony charges for criminal mischief, burglary, and assault. GCI Director of External Affairs Megan Baldino says the company was able to minimize the impact to customers.
The individual was able to break in and damage some equipment, which caused an interruption of services. GCI teams responded almost immediately, as quickly as they could, and were able to restore all of the services by late yesterday afternoon.
According to the charges, Iguarez-Lee broke into the communications room by damaging a security code keypad and jamming metal into a keyhole. The charges say he came at a GCI employee with a large screwdriver after causing what the company described as millions of dollars in damage. Iguarez-Lee allegedly told a GCI employee that he is Lucifer and that he was there to fix the machines. Iguarez-Lee appeared in court today and seemed unaware of the seriousness of the charges, which, if he's convicted, carry a minimum sentence of several years in prison. When a judge set the bail at $25,000, Iguarez-Lee shook his head in disbelief.
So what's going to happen next? Am I getting out of here today or not?
As Iguarez-Lee is set for another hearing and would have to post bail and find a third-party custodian if he is to be released. Iguarez-Lee says the whole story is one-sided from the police point of view, but the judge advised him not to speak in court without a lawyer.
There's a lot of stuff that in this case is missing.
Iguarez-Lee pleaded not guilty. Meantime, despite acknowledging that Iguarez-Lee was able to gain access to the GCI communications room in a simple, random break-in, the company spokeswoman, Megan Baldino, says security is of the utmost concern.
We place the absolute highest priority on the reliability of our network. And we had security measures in place at the time of this break-in. And of course, with any event like this, we're going to review and take the appropriate measures as a result.
GCI has no update on the status of the investigation into another outage that happened in April, also due to alleged criminal activity.